8:49, Galesburg's Morning News coming up before 9 o'clock. Yes, we're going to do another drawing for our $100 winner, our virtual WGIL button. But we got big news to break here this morning. The Knox County Fair, it's going to be back. Wasn't their fault it didn't happen last year. There was something going on. I don't know what. But joining us to talk a little bit about it this morning from the Knox County Fair Board, Darcy Thorpe. Darcy, good morning.
Good
how are you today?
Morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Ty Landon, how are you doing today?
A little tired. I've been plowing snow all night, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Other than that, yeah. There's that little thing going on, too. So, it's nice to think about summertime activities when it's really cold.
25
hours. Exactly. When it's that. So it was unfortunate you had a big show planned for last year for the fair. And obviously, the tough thing was not only, not that show, but no income, whatever, because no fair.
Right.
So that made it a little bit tougher, but still able to procure a pretty darn good show.
We are. We're excited. It's exactly the same as last year. We got to keep them.
That we're, can't we're excited. Be. Yep. So where have they been hanging out this whole time then? Where have you kept them?
We had them tied up in one of the barns.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to play next year, by the way.
Yeah. You don't have a choice.
And we're keeping you safe from the Rona by keeping you in the barn. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
It's going to be the 90s, the Roots and Boots 90s Electric Throwdown. Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray all on stage at the same time.
Oh, they're all three on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding. Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
That is a big get. I mean, especially with as weird as the last year was and scheduling and everything, I suppose they didn't know what their schedule was going to be like, but able to get them to, hey, you were going to do it last year. Can you do it this year? How did that whole process work?
It was scary.
It was scarily easy, actually.
Yeah.
We work with Grandstand Concerts. Casey Blakely, he's phenomenal at his job. And we just decided that we wanted to try and get them again. And he did his phone calls. And
his magic.
He says, yeah, it'll work. And we got the contracts all signed and delivered and sealed. And we're ready to roll.
Oh gosh! Well, what a big show! And so, I mean, all the rest of the war for everything else, I imagine that's all already in the process too. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
fair,
we're constantly doing improvements to the fair. Last year was no exception. We didn't just lock the gates and never go back.
Not that it was an improvement last year by not having it.
Exactly.
We're not saying that.
No, exactly.
It wasn't.
Yes,
no.
Very good.
I'm just
good
saying.
Point. No,
but
we did some painting.
Yes.
Yes, we did some painting, some other repairs that needed done, and it was done without really a time constraint because we didn't have things going on, so we were able to take our time and get it done right.
So the big show, Thursday, July 8th is the big one. Gates open at 6, music will start at 7. Let's talk about tickets. How will that work?
Tickets are actually going online right now, knoxfair.com. So you can go online and buy the tickets. They are $20 in the grandstand and $30 down in the pit area, which I think, it's scary because we'll still all be probably thinking about this COVID thing, but it's such a big open area out there. We think we can really do it safely. So down in the pit, it's $30.
Yeah, that's the thing, like I said, you're going to be outside warmer weather and everything.
Right.
And
what
a big show.
Going on 25 years on the fair board, that was wholeheartedly the hardest decision I've ever been involved with to have to make for the fair is to not have it last year.
It was awful.
Yeah, because the longest running,
continuously running county fair.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, it was unfortunate. But really, because even if you would have had it, would anybody have come?
Exactly.
You wouldn't have gotten these musical acts and some of the other activity wouldn't have happened either, anyway. So,
We can't do it without the sponsors either.
Right.
So we had to, really take that into consideration and see, who would still be involved. And that's kind of where they've all been amazing.
Up with us and said absolutely we'll be here for you. And I'm going to go ahead and take the time and mention them. Pioneer Hybrids, Cortiva. It's in that transition period. I don't know what to really call it yet. We're going to get it right. We got to talk to our rep with them to get that right. Nutrien Ag Solutions, Farmer State Bank in Elmwood, Channel Seeds, Swanson Seeds, and County Line Seeds. FM95, Euclid Beverage, and the Fair Board, you name it. Everybody comes out to help, and it's an all-hands-on-deck event, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the work is not just the week of the fair. The work's going on year round. Exactly. Yeah, or so I've heard. I don't know.
Come Monday night, yeah. We got a meeting.
Yep, there you go. Darcy Thorpe and Ty Landon from the Knox County Fair Board joining us here this morning. So KnoxFair.com. And if you Google Knox County Fair, make sure it's Illinois because you get on there and you'd be looking like, where?
You're in Ohio or Kentucky or Tennessee.
There's that. So make sure you're on Knox County Fair, Knoxville, Illinois. And you'll see at the Roots and Boots Tour featuring Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray Thursday, July 8th. Gates open at 6 o'clock, and tickets on sale now, KnoxFair.com. Talk about it. Can you talk about some of the other entertainment, some of the same things, tractor pull and racing?
Absolutely.
And
I got one more thing to throw in.
Yeah,
concert.
This is huge.
We've secured the opening act this year is a gentleman from Clinton, Illinois. He's actually currently living in Clarksville, Kentucky. He travels to Nashville and works in studio there. His name's Natu Vicinia, and he goes by the Natu Band. He's a local guy, like I said, Clinton, Illinois. He's a Samoan boxer.
Samoan boxer.
Really?
He's
boxed in the past, and now he's
Googling.
Via Clinton, Illinois.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
He's on YouTube, too. He,
which some people down there call Clintucky, by the
way.
Right? Just saying.
I'll let you tell him that. I'll let you say that to him.
I will say that to him. But
he's a phenomenal guy, and I've talked to him several times here in the last 3 weeks trying to get him scheduled. And we finally got together.
Ty's been wanting him for a couple years.
I first got to hear him at in Champaign at a New Year's Eve party. He opened for another act. And
so is he a country artist then?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's interesting. A Samoan boxer country artist.
He's starting to make his way in Nashville.
Well, if you see that disappointed look on Tyler's face, we were just assuming that he was going to be announced as a poetry slam act to open the show, but...
That's
the look of disappointment.
I'm no singing boxer, but I've got skills.
There you go. Okay.
We don't know what they are yet, but he's got them. Yeah. He's got them.
Knox Fair.
It's all about the emphasis on the syllable. Right. All right. So, what a big announcement. What a great, sounds like it's going to be a great show. And talk about some of the other events that are going to be going on. I know
we've got our historical harness racing schedule for Monday night, the 5th. Tuesday night, the 6th, will be our truck and tractor pulls. Stock cars on Wednesday night. Josh is working his rear off on that and trying to – he's working on some pretty big surprise if we can get it to go through.
It's race just, groups coming.
Oh, cool.
It's just a matter of getting it all worked together. And, of course, Thursday night, the Roots and Boots will be there. Mm-hmm. Friday night will be our figure eight. Saturday night will be our demo derby. And then – all the livestock shows and daytime domestic arts and everything will still go on as usual.
Yeah. And get involved. I mean, I'm trying to tell people, I'm actually going to put the first year a chicken in. I'm going to show chickens this year. I know. This is going to be fun.
Really?
But, I mean, there's so many opportunities for your kids to get involved. There's baking. There's the big thing is the pie auction.
The cake and pie.
Oh, my gosh. It's good. Jeremy Carlin typically wins, but I think he got beat last year. He didn't get the blue ribbon last year.
Well, he won an election, though, so he's all right.
Yeah, right. And then, I mean, there's ways in your garden, vegetables. Gardens, there's all kinds of shows on that. And
pictures, jams, jellies.
It's the domestics.
Darcy was in a contest a couple years ago.
Uh-oh.
We had a pig racing.
Oh no, event we didn't
at the fair, and one of the pigs got loose.
Oh,
and Darcy caught the pig.
Really?
It was running around the barns.
I don't think you understand what kind of athleticism it takes to catch a pig.
It
was pretty tough.
When I was very very young, they used to do an event when we lived down in the Leroy area where they would have the greased pig. They would.
Oh yeah,
the pig
we
up
did that
and,
in Warren County.
Oh
yeah,
yeah that's
we had the grease.
They're hard enough to catch without the grease.
Exactly.
And the grease
on them, and
there's an idea for you, starring Darcy.
Yes.
Grease
yes.
pig
no,
catch.
Let's
she's
not.
She
I'm gotten older.
Very well that day.
I pretty much tackled
there was,
it.
There was
like
a
that
few
way.
Good laughs though, and she did get a trophy for it. So
I did.
Well, again, a huge announcement. I'll tell you what. We'll get you guys back in when fair time gets closer to talk about any other surprises or big things going on as well. So again, the Roots and Boots tour featuring Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray. Same show that was supposed to be last year at the fair that didn't happen. Thursday, July 8th. Gates open at 6. Six music starts at 7. Again, you can go to KnoxFair.com. Make sure you do that. It should be KnoxFair. If you're going to Google it, if you just Google Knox County Fair, make sure you got Illinois
right
there too. Make sure you're in the right state. Well, Gosh, guys, thank you so much. All the work you're putting in and everything. And again, we'll get you back closer to fair time.
That would be great. Thank you.